Blog Talk Radio.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy. Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
Advice that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor, give me more, I can tell now what you want to know, are you here for it for the motherfucking show, all these elements, why should I waste them, all of your bitches, give them a taste, all this fun now, who should I give it to, which one of them should I pick, or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt, now giving you all of this what you really want, cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga I'm feeling bad, but I'm here and ready for the show, pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we alive, back on the air for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bent you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on.
Legendary Don Balenciaga.
helped me grow, you've helped me grow, baby. And you don't know how much I've been trying to show you. I know you've felped me though.
Oh, this girl, is the Butch Queen.
Don't wanna act all nonchalant. That would mean that everything we talked about was all for nothing. Oh, girl, you know I've been suffering.
Legendary Dante Balenciaga.
Baby, I've been suffering. Does that mean nothing? It's gotta mean something.
Dante?
Hello?
Yes, Dante.
Okay, you can hear me now? What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on? Where's Lauren?
Lauren is mom somewhere.
What?
What's my motherfucking intro, ho? Don't announce me without my intro.
Man, my city was going crazy, recipe Cicino. And free that nigga Meech, cause he the hood hero. Don't gotta prove no point, nigga, we know. And wherever that drama at, we go.
Legendary Lawrence Garcon.
We the neighborhood hero.
The street shit, we don't plot the niggas with that sweet shit. Beef shit, niggas said fuck me, he ain't mean it. Sweet shit, call them, call the body, they gon' be there. Defense, block to his face, he won't eat it. Say me once and I'ma fall back. Niggas say my brother, but he snaked me. What you call that? I cheated on my BM 3 times with my dog ass. She gave her number.
This is the Butch Queen hour.
What up, police? Don't call back up. Last nigga play with Dirk Yogi in the backwoods. Chicago niggas play with PNB, but ain't no matchup. You know me like you know me where I'm from. I'm not a rapper.
Not a second, not a minute, but it's the Butch Queen hour.
And that's the fuck, period. And that's the fuck, period, bitch.
Wait a minute, bitch. That is the mood, bitch. What you say, bitch? Bust my shit. What you say?
Bust my shit, bitch. I'm a motherfucker hood hero. Bitch, you better put some respect
Wait
on
Wait a minute.
My name.
You play so much. So where's Lil James? Lil James, you there? King James West?
King J said, put some respect on his motherfucking name, ho. But through.
King. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Everybody's bosses to the time to pay for the office. To them invoices, separate the men from the boys over here. We measure success by how many people successful next to you. Here we say you broke if everybody gets broke except for you. Bow.
Legendary King James West.
Bow.
Is the Butch Queen hour. Not a second, not a minute, but it's the Butch Queen hour.
That's more like it.
Okay.
Well, while we while we add it, I am here.
Yeah, you been here.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. You say nothing was done to me. So I don't feel no stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. Shutting shit down in the mall. And telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine. Ever
Legendary.
Mine.
Marlon Mizrahi.
Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, thanks to all the haters. I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the ground. She got more class. We know. Swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo. If I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo. Dropped the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal. I did it without one.
Okay.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's goody?
What's like tonight?
So, wait a minute. Let's start off with, bitch, our picture was eating it over the weekend.
Yeah, the
okay, North Carolina was, I had a good time in North Carolina. Let's talk about it.
Did you?
No, I had a wonderful time in North Carolina. Of course, you know, we were definitely in my city. I definitely want to thank our girls and guys and everyone for coming down to Greensboro, North Carolina. Actually coming down there with good energy. I feel like all in all, you know, it was a good turnout. It was good energy all night. The competition was good. I had a good time. Honestly, I really did. Did y'all enjoy my city? My city. That's my city.
I had a good time in North Carolina. I always do.
Yes, North Carolina is so hospitable. We're always known for showing the people a good time. Yes, definitely. Big ups to North Carolina. We're trying to, you know, keep the state doing its thing and all of that. But what was your
what did y'all think about
like
the ball?
North Carolina, Marlon?
You know I'm doing all this at the same time. I enjoyed North Carolina. It was drama free. The weather was actually amazing. Shout out to Nelly West for those amazing cocktails. They are definitely cocktails. Nelly is definitely cocktail approved. I love the cocktails. The ball was heavy. The competition was great. What else? It wasn't too hot in there. Am I tripping or was I hot or not? I mean, I wasn't dying in there. Or am I tripping?
Surprisingly, I wasn't very hot.
It did get warm for a minute, but actually, when I had walked past, somebody ever.
Oh, when the garçons wasn't winning, it got kind of warm.
Ooh.
Here she comes. The missus, the missus was there? Was the miss? Yeah, it sounds like a storm is coming. Was the missus there?
Where on blackout, sweetheart?
Oh, y'all on blackout. Oh, okay. Y'all on blackout. Okay.
Yes, we're on blackout. But yeah,
is that just
it wasn't.
North Carolina, or is that y'all on blackout in North Carolina, or is that everywhere?
I beg your pardon?
Are y'all just on blackout in North Carolina, or is that nationwide?
Oh, wait, somebody not. Dante is. Oh, shit.
I'm right here.
Go ahead, Dante. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
I had to switch that up. No, I asked Marlon a question. I was waiting.
Are they open? I'm not opening this up.
MJ Garcon said it got a little.
Y'all
MJ said it got a little high.
Yeah, it got a little warm. Actually, I had walked past the thermostat, and somebody had asked, I guess they accidentally turned the thermostat up to like 80 degrees. And so I had actually turned it back down when I noticed it. But yeah, it did get a little warm a little bit. But other than that, I had a great time. The tables were fully stocked. Shout out to them for the tables. No shade. I'm not going to lie, I was eating down at the table, at the ball. especially those shrimp shish kebabs.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yeah, those shish kebabs, the shrimp shish kebabs, and the ham that was on the table, the ham and the turkey. Yeah, all that. I was eating all that.
We have a caller, 202-670. You're live on the air.
Well, maybe they don't mean to come into the house. But other than that, Dante, did you have a good time in North Carolina?
Yeah, I had a good time. Always had fun in North Carolina, though. But it was short. Like, we literally got up there around, like, 2 on Saturday. Had to hurry up a second and then go to the house meeting. And then house meeting was over. It was time for the ball, basically. After the ball, the party.
Everybody saying the Honey Baked Ham was over.
The Honey Baked Ham was sickening. The Honey Baked Ham was sickening. The sandwiches on the table was sickening.
Huh?
All that.
You don't listen.
What?
Girl, are you not paying attention to this inbox?
No, I'm doing a switchboard. I'm doing switchboard. All that. I can't do all that, and I'm running this live shit, all type of shit.
You can
like,
do it. You can do it.
Y'all go and share it.
You be swearing you're doing so much.
I be trying not to really read Marlon, but Marlon has the most time on his hand out of all of us, and swear that he just be so stressed.
Bitch. I do not be having the most time out of no-ho on this motherfucker. Bitch, all you do is sit up and drive all goddamn day so you can talk all day long.
Bitch, right, I'm driving, and I have to drive hands-free.
You got a what?
I'm leaving work.
I'm leaving
my part-time job.
I mean, not drive hands-free, but I mean, with my phone, I have
mind
to be hands-free.
Mind you, I'm leaving mine right now, too.
Well, I just got in from the gym.
But yeah, no,
what are you doing in the gym? Just looking around?
No, I worked out. That's why I couldn't really get a taste of the honey baked ham or none of that stuff, you know? We have a caller, 202-670. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I didn't press one. I'm just listening.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
Who's that?
But what else happened in North Carolina? The party, yes, the ball was nice. The ball was definitely nice. And the after party, I really had a good time at the after party as well. You know, the whole weekend really pretty much jumped off drama-free, you know. We have another caller?
No, that's
was that a caller? But,
no,
yeah, the ball pretty much jumped off drama free. Yeah, I had a good time. No shade. I don't really know what else to bring up about the ball other than
I'm sure the other shows already talked about, like, you know, shouted out the winners and everything.
Oh yeah,
you know what?
Yes.
You know what person on the you know what Darnell?
Darnell made a valid point. He said, I know that Marlon can't multi says, look at how he votes on the judges panel. Come on.
Well, hold on, James. Hold on, James. Put a pin right there because I was about to go there, but hold on. I do want to just say congratulations to all the winners. the other years. everybody that debuted this weekend, shout out to all of them. But yeah, now we can jump on to
that's right. Special shout out to Overall Godmother Paris West, and also special shout out to Malaya West. Lovely to have y'all ladies.
Yes, definitely. And shout out to the new Carolina Junie Garcon. Definitely, congratulations and shout out to you. Welcome to the fam. Oh, and also Jonathan Garcon as well. Legendary Jonathan Garcon, and congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction in the Carolina Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Congratulations. But
shout
yeah,
out to
now,
Trent Balenciaga, who lied and said that he was not going to a house without a position, and said that he was going to, you know, the house that was giving him a position. Now he's a child. Shout out to you, Trent. Big shout out to
you. Like, I'm being a kid.
Well, he did say that, but it didn't really matter to us because we were cool anyway. But I'm just saying. Dante, you there?
Dante.
Also, big shout out to a DJ Deaky West. Big thanks for your first major ball. You fucked it up. You really ate it. You out there. You get
the
fucking back to back.
Very good. The DJ had me definitely in a catwalk in the back of the hall.
Oh yes, okay. Sir.
Yes.
Marlon, stop with these tired ass sound effects, girl. What?
I definitely did enjoy the DJ. Like the DJ was, it was nice.
Them sound effects was giving one of the hags that just wanted to use the turn to try to fit in.
You said what happened?
I said them sound effects is giving like when the hag be trying to use the terms just to try and fit in.
Oh, pretty much. And oh no, but we definitely can go ahead on and jump off what Lil James was talking about at the ball. I did notice that after the ball was over, a couple of the patrons were definitely you know, kind of approaching the judges about different things that were happening on the panel. And I did see that they were kind of having a little issue with you, Marlon. It was something about, you know, as a fashion expert in the scene, a legendary fashionista in the scene, I know it was a discrepancy about something about the people coming out walking in fake labels or something. Like, I don't know what to discuss. I came in on the end of it. Maybe you could elaborate a little more on the situation.
Well,
I came right in.
It wasn't. I talked to, the icon Tony Revlon had came on the radio show the other night, and it wasn't about, you know, okay, the category was written. It said, bring us your best streetwalker look. So streetwalker, you know what I'm saying? It was just, the young man is Dre Lavin, or I'm not sure exactly what Dre Lavin, 007, or Dre Lavin maybe or something. He had on, like, you know, I think that he took it in a way of they're asking for a streetwalker. You know what I'm saying? And so I took it that way as well, because that's the only reason why I would see he would come out there, you know, looking like that, because he must have thought that they, you know, felt like they were asking for a streetwalker. And that is what the category said, bring us your best streetwalker look or something like that. So the category was written in very, you know, it, I mean, he had on.
So who won the category?
He did.
Who won the category?
He did.
I think he was the only one that walked, right?
Yeah.
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 Oh! Okay, you know what? I'm going to just shut my fat ass up. Marlon, that other guy that walked that category.
Oh, no, no, that's labels. That was the other category.
So they went off on you about that and labels.
Both of the fashion categories. They felt, well, no, he would say, I mean, you know, unless I would have said, hey, take off your pants or your shirt and all that, you know, you know, they were, you know, I guess they were saying like the Moschino, he won Moschino. They don't know if it was real, then the bracelets and all this stuff. And then, you know, the icons, you know, a couple people were saying that the shoes were not, you know, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, I was on a panel, you know, and I don't know.
You were on a panel in what, Marlon? As an expert in a
I don't know
category,
if that young man, you know, stuff was real unless I would have asked to see his pads and stuff, but then, you know, people sell stuff. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
So basically what you're saying is you sit here and you walk a category and you scream out people walking fake stuff, fake stuff, fake stuff. And then when you get able to judge it, you don't check.
Well, I don't.
From the looks of it, Marlon seemed under pressure when he judged anyway.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like it was fake.
Those were familiar pieces that you've seen. Did we lose them?
You pretty much. Marlon is good.
So, Lil James, you were on the panel as well, so people had different discrepancies about, like,
I don't know nothing about labels and stuff like that. I wear custom pieces, so I barely know labels like that. If it ain't shoes, I ain't really wearing it, to be honest. So, with that being said, I would never be able to tell you if something's fake or not. When I do my labels, little minor stuff. You're the fashionista here, allegedly, and you're the one that's allegedly.
And you always make your posts about fake labels.
Yeah, so you allegedly being a legend for this category, I would think that you would be the one that would call that stuff out. Now, when we get to
what,
the point,
no,
then you
I
can
mean...
talk to me. She stopped saying what she was saying to go do that. She either needs to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so. Girl, y'all are so
no.
Mean.
Come on,
girls
like this is like
so
Marlon is a
horrible
judge. Let's just say that.
No, because the girls are so mean. Like they want to tear these kids down when they walk out there. Like I mean, I don't. Okay, people sit on panels for different reasons. I don't sit on a panel with my nose in the
no,
air.
No, hold on.
Let me finish. Let me finish because y'all wanted me to talk. So now that I'm talking.
Ahead,
so now, hold on. Now that I'm talking. That I'm going to talk now. Okay, so
okay,
I don't sit on panels for get back. I don't sit on panels for to ruin someone's night. I don't sit on panels with my nose in the air like, oh, bitch, you know what I'm saying? I think that I'm better than. We're not God. You get what I'm saying? It's a privilege to sit up there and judge these people. A lot of people abuse their privileges of judging, and they think that is that for them. I'm not going to top that boy for streetwear and it asks for bring your best street walker look. That I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I mean, what the fuck? Like it's all on someone's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Did he have on high fashion pieces? Yes. He had on Givenchy. He had on Rick Owen. He had on Balenciaga. He had on motherfucking David Yurman chains. He had on I think a Gucci bag. He had on different stuff. So, you know, he did have on high fashion. But the people were confused because he came out there with, like, you know, that shirt.
I don't think that's
like,
the category you know, that we were questioning. We were talking about, Marlon. We
that was the, that's the category that Tony Revlon, that's the category what? That Tony Revlon came to me was like, bitch, you legendary for that. You let that through. And that's what we talked about on the radio show. And we came to the conclusion that the category was written in a different way where it's kind of like, I mean, what? You know, what is
your
perspective when it says...
Okay, no, I remember you saying all of that, because honestly, that wasn't what I was personally talking. Let me say that. I wasn't, because I know that you were approached more than one time, other than just by Tony, as far as your judging and letting stuff through. So I wasn't talking about that particular category. I didn't even know that actually even happened, but I do remember...
Jason said,
Tony
just for the record, he wasn't going to chop the streetwear guy. He just wanted to know what he had on. But for some reason, Dre was, like, extremely nervous to talk in the mic. Like, he had the mic in his hand, but he wouldn't put it up to his mouth. So I was a little confused by that, too. But, yeah, Jason just said he wasn't going to chop him. He was just curious about what he had on.
Yeah, I remember Tony coming up and saying something to Marlon about that. And then, you know, that was just, you know, whatever, whatever. But honestly, what I thought that he was talking about was the labels category. That's what I thought he was talking about. That's what I that's honestly what I was talking about, because I'm like, okay, no, not
Jason
about.
Jason said overall she liked the look. It was just a little different, and the reason why it was different is because the way the category was written, it said bring it in your best streetwalker look. So when we think of a streetwalker, I guess we automatically think of like a prostitute or whatever the case may be, I guess. But it was a high fashion street walker look. So you were supposed to be like maybe like a butch queen, street walker, I guess, but in high fashion pieces is what I got out of that category, honestly. So I wasn't going to chop him. And the reason why I wasn't going to chop him is because I know Dre has been walking that category a while. He used to be a con, things like that. He's been around for a while. I don't think in his right stage of mind he would have brought it looking like that just because he felt like bringing it like that. Honestly.
You're not a good judge.
Now, as far as you keep playing, talking about this thing, it's in fake love. Okay, so as far as this child, you know, he was a Manolo Blahnik that walked in Moschino. Dang.
Jason said, I understood the category. It was high fashion. It was a high fashion look. I just wanted to know what it was that he was wearing. That's all.
Marlon, we're not talking about fashion categories. It was bogey categories.
We need to vote Marlon off of this whole like
because
she was horrible. Like she just so pussy to me. I cannot take that you bite your tongue the way you do. I'm starting to feel used. Like I feel like you put like you know what.
You know, Jay, you about to
no,
say
because y'all want me to. Hold on. Y'all want me to.
I
didn't want
y'all to think I was coming for him, so I paid it. But no, we want you to be honest. That's all. We want you to be honest. Dante is honest.
Okay,
Morris
so the
honest,
honest.
I'm honest.
I mean,
you're the only one.
And the thing is, you will sit on Facebook and talk about people wearing fake labels all day.
Yeah, but that's what I said. I cannot call that man stuff labels unless I would have told him to come there and let me see all his shit. But they don't do that
well,
to no other bitch, so why would I do
that
to him?
Your job to do so. Is your job to do that? You're a judge.
No, not really, because they don't do it. But hold on. They let them other bitches do it on XM and CA.
You're talking about
Dave.
We're talking about you. You're talking about Dave.
No.
We're talking about you.
Marlon, you are a legend in your category. That's just like, it's no shade. Just like Little James said, he doesn't really know labels and stuff all like that. So a lot of times, no shade. But to keep it real, judges like us that sit on a category, sitting on a panel for a category like that. Now, I know if I just see some shit that I just don't like
the
way
with
it
expertise.
Looks. I can straight up tell you, I don't like the way that shit looks. I don't care what it is that you got on. That shit just looks fierce. I can say that. Now, when it gets down to a part where I got two bitches that bitches are going up, I slightly am looking for the experts. Let me see, are they really getting in? What are they really like? What about this? So they are looking at you. That's just like if a schoolboy, some boys, they come down there, some people just be like, I don't know, is that really? And if I was like, no, Shay, okay, I'm living for him or I'm living for this. Certain judges would be like, okay, all right, really. I mean, that's just the realization of when you're on a panel and you're unfamiliar about something and you're still sitting on the panel. Like, you're not going to talk
yeah.
it. But
yeah,
you know,
it's
like,
her
hope for you.
Private.
Me and her was just talking about that the other day. He was like, you know, at the end of the day, like, sometimes when certain face people will be up there, and, like, even if you, like, kind of sort, I can kind of see it or whatever. If you see Whitney, like, going up and you see him nodding his head, it's like, okay, well, yeah, 10.
No shade, right. So, Marlon, what we're saying is you need to be a better example, especially when it comes to your category. There are some people that I just do, and I like, it's no shade, like they might be my girlfriends or down, but bitch, if you walk in, or if I know that you're not real, I'm just going to tell you, like, girl, don't go, don't walk. No shade. Because I'm going to have to do, because they're going to look at me like I'm being fake as fuck if I'm just about to let you push through and I get on here and publicly like rant about shit the way that I do.
But I also feel that a lot of people abuse their judging privileges. They sit up there and these days, the way that it's so fucked up. You don't know if you really chopping a bitch for real, or you chopping them for your own personal gain. It just be
well,
so
maybe
much
if you
going
put some
on,
respect
like,
in your judging, if you put some respect in your judging, people won't have
no.
A
my judging is perfectly fine because I don't backlash for.
It's not your job to evaluate other judges. Your job is to do what you're supposed to do when you're up there. You can't worry about what other people are doing.
As far as myself, when I'm on the panel,
to take your conversation and me and you just had a couple days ago, and something you told me that I really take personal, but I didn't make it a big deal. Do I need to take it to that? Because all this stuff is lining up for you to be a bad judge.
No, it's not necessary. I just feel like a lot of people
tell this entire radio show what you told me on the phone about why you didn't pick certain people.
Oh,
I'm gonna let you go there.
Yeah, but that's not the thing. We're not talking about that. We're talking
about this is a list of things that make you a bad judge. Like right now, you're not necessarily. All right, well tell everybody what you told me then.
Tell everybody what I told you that ever people told you. Hold on.
Girl, Miss Marlin.
Hold on. But Lil J, it don't
you
matter
type
because
of bitch, you
said,
type of bitch
hold
that
on, let me finish. Let me finish. Hold on, let me finish. You said
she
that
the type
other
of bitch
people
that'll be
said,
to a whole thing and then you get her right in front of the person and she can't say nothing that you said. Girl,
yeah, she's
you
definitely
no,
that type
it's
of girl.
Not that because. No, it's not that because then that's still throwing other people under the bus necessarily. For me to pump that.
Hell no, girl. They're going to be there to whoop your ass before they whoop whoever ass they came to fight, bitch, because you are trying it. What did you say the other day on the phone about why you vote for certain people?
Because I vote, but we're not gonna. I'm not gonna. We can move on to somebody else that will come back to me.
No. I feel like that needs to be addressed because you tried it.
No, it does not need to be addressed. It doesn't need to be addressed to me. You could address that about how some people may feel about your house because you said that they felt that way about your house in general.
I'm not addressing that, but we're not going to make this about me until we get to that point because trust and believe, I'm the type of bitch, I'm going to spit what I got to say anyway, so that was that.
Oh, no, I would say what I wanted to say. No, I would say what I wanted to say, but I didn't think that.
I didn't
want to put.
Can you address what you said about why you didn't pick one of my house members on the panel? We didn't mind you. I didn't even ask her this, y'all. I was using an example about what Tony did to Keyshawn, and she brought herself up. So this is not something I approached her because I told her, I said, it was a couple people on the panel. I felt like they didn't pick West all night, but I don't think they was trying it. I just felt like they felt like the other person was better. So I literally have not said nothing to any of them. And she was like, oh, well, you know what? I understand that under pressure thing about when people call somebody out on a panel because I kind of did that. And she specified a name, and she told me a specific person.
Yeah,
who she
no, because you
to
said
the fact that she
you
felt
was like,
under pressure.
Yeah, it's a couple of people that felt like, you know, that they was watching, doing or whatever the case may be. But I mean,
we're talking in code right now. So can you go to the point of what we're talking about?
Not
directly?
Necessarily. We're gonna do that. off the record.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that off the record. But back to your other point you made,
you said, you know, it's not your job to get up there and play God and da-da-da. But at the same time, you're a judge. Like, that's a judge doesn't play God, but they're put up there, too.
No,
the
y'all not
going
to sit here and make it seem like bitches going
to
abuse their privilege.
Somebody.
Like, come on now. Let's be for real here. A lot of people abuse their fucking privileges, and they use it. I would rather use my judging privileges to let a bitch through than to abuse my privileges to be chopping people, sit them on,
girl,
and wait
you
for
think
no one to
somebody
fucking
chopping
somebody.
I would rather
do that than to do it the other way.
You said
you're
really
honest. How many people really actually still get chopped? I mean, these days, you hardly even see chopped the ball, so I think that your answer is kind of BS.
They hardly chop them now. Hold on, they hardly chopping them. Hold on. They hardly chopping them now because so many people have done so many unwarranted chops. That's why.
No, that's why you are hardly chopping people.
No, Marley.
Exactly.
That don't have shit to do with nothing. At the end of the day, your job as the judge is supposed to be to use your expertise skills in judging
hope,
and fair
I hope
judging.
Some promoters are listening
like,
to this, so we know not to throw our own
pain. If somebody is supposed to get chopped, honestly, you're doing the scene and that person injustice if they're supposed to get chopped and you don't chop them, because then they're going to bring that somewhere else with another panel of judges who's going to chop them.
It don't matter. It be 13 bitches up there. I don't gotta be the one to chop. It's 13 other bitches up there. So
I really hope the promoters are listening to this.
But
what's the point of sitting up there if you're not gonna be? If you're not going to honestly judge how you
no,
honestly
I
feel,
have,
what's the point
no,
of even
I have
sitting
chopped.
Up here?
No. Hold on. I have chopped. Lil James was just there when I chopped in Chicago. I have chopped. It's not like I don't
I
wasn't chop.
There, bitch.
When
don't
I'm
keep my name out of that. I wasn't there for shit.
No, you was right there when I motherfucking chopped. Like you was sitting there. You was sitting right there when Amari was chopping. You was telling him to get the fuck from over there. But what I'm saying is I chopped. When I need to chop, if I want to chop, I'm not going to chop because of no peer pressure around me. I chop when I want to, if I want to. And it's not because I'm afraid that a bitch going to do a motherfucking thing. I chop if I want to. If I don't want to chop, I'm not going to chop. It's my discretion.
So why would you not pick over somebody you feel like deserve it if you want to? If you feel like somebody deserves a vote, why would you allow somebody else to sway that vote in a different direction due to the fact that you
well,
felt
no, not
pressure?
Really, because technically, Ms. but
Marla,
we're going
to
go
gonna
on. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Feel like
on,
to get shot, because I'm going to show you.
Hold on a second. We have a commercial. We have to go on commercial.
Bitch, you are commercial.
The Power of Pride Ball. The 10th annual Pop X. Friday, 5 April, 2019. Host, Cash Mizrahi, legendary Oso Melon, icon Angel Yamamoto, icon Danny Ebony, MCs for the evening, icon Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Melon, where at the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS starts at 9 p.m. Ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables, $250, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, Bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team space, 3 points per space. Mini grand prize number four, Pride Awareness Campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
Marlon, lay down.
Woo! I hope Marlon got her shit together. Marlon.
Okay, so hold on. We have Cash Mizrahi on the line to discuss Miami and all that. Go ahead, Cash.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
All right. I've never done this. Do you guys have any questions over?
I mean, no. I'm saying just give us, you know, your ball and stuff like that. You're just talking about your ball, the date, the, you know, your grand prizes or whatever the case may be, and, you know, the other events surrounding the Pride.
All right. So we have the Pop Ball being held this Friday in Coral Gables in Miami for South Beach Pride weekend. It's house with the most points. The grand prize is $3,000. And then we have, what else? Let me see. Let me look at this. And I'm also here with one of my other promoters, Icon, Danny Ebony.
Hey, what's going on,
guys? How you doing? How's everybody?
How you doing? What's going on, Danny?
All right.
Great.
So just to give a little bit of highlight, yes, it's at the Renaissance Ballroom at the Coral Gables, 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue. Doors open at around 8 o'clock. We're going to try to do LSS around 9.
between 9 and 9:30. We're hoping to have LSS. Ball ends around 3 a.m. What do we have for our grand prizes? So our grand prizes are house with the most points. We have our mini grand best dress. Let me go over this. Grand prize is house with the most points. Out of the mini grands with the house with the most points, the most mini grand prize one is best dress, so that's 5 points. Mini grand two is bizarre, that's 5 points. Mini grand three is open to all faith, and that's 3 points. And that is for $1,000. And that is the team faith category. It's open to all team faith. And then our last mini grand is the pride awareness campaign as a house, and that's also 5 points.
All right. Thank you.
And then we have some parties and all that stuff coming up this weekend. So
no cash. How much cash are you giving out in all?
About 4,000.
And then the house with the most points get how much money? 2,000.
3,000. Yeah.
Oh, they get 3,000.
Yes. House with the most points get 3,000. And then it's broken, and then the point system is like broken down. And then it's and the ball is along. It's mine, Father. Oh, yeah, me. Father Angel, Icon Angel, Yamamoto, and also Osa Milan and the Icon Danny Ebony.
Okay. Worse.
And like I said, it's going to be Pride weekend, so we have a whole bunch of parties and events coming up. We have a big party on Sunday called the Exposed Party. And there are tons of parties. There's the Pride Parade on Sunday in South Beach. You got pool parties going on South Beach. I know that the Ebonies are hosting a pool party. And so there are tons of stuff that's going on, and it is circulating on Facebook.
Wow. Okay.
What category are you looking most forward to?
I'm sorry?
What category are you looking most forward to? Well, me personally, I guess faith, because that's what I walk, so I would like to see it. And I'm actually very excited to just see what house actually wins overall. It's kind of like, to me, kind of like we're kind of like creating the house world, because it's like a lot of us and we all in like different houses. So we want to see what house is going to like be able to get most of their members to come down and to be able to actually storm at the house and be able to win.
Okay. So what's the date again?
Yeah. And I'm really excited to kind of see a lot of houses come through. Like I'm going to see a couple of my old La Beja friends and family that are coming through, and I'm really excited about Runway, because Runway has always been a category that I live for. And, of course, my category, Best Dress. I love Faith. You know, that's what I started in. So, you know, I love seeing all the categories. I just love the competition, and I'm excited to see everybody come to Miami and enjoy themselves this weekend.
Okay. Work. So what time, you know, is the ball starting on time? Who's your commentators? All that.
Our commentator is Jack, and we have a local commentator, Johnny Milan. Huh?
Okay.
So those are two commentators. We have DJ Angel X is our DJ from Milan, so the legendary DJ Angel X. So we have like a combination of a mixture of New York, Miami, and Atlanta. So.
And then a bunch of surprises, a bunch of friends, a bunch of notables.
It's kind of like becoming like a reunion and everything. So it's really nice that we're getting like a lot of old school people and a lot of people who haven't been to Boom in a while, and a bunch of like different houses basically coming out and supporting. We have like a lot of we have the new house. What's that new house? That's
Ambrosia.
The new house of Ambrosia. They're debuting. And they're from like I believe like up north. You know,
I think they're from St. Louis or something.
Okay, I could be wrong. I'm sorry. I know that like the Garcons are supposed to be coming heavy. That's something kind of new for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The La Bejas.
The La Bejas are coming from New York.
We have the Ninjas. The Ninjas have been coming out with like a lot of new kids and what's the culture. They're coming pretty heavy. Like
you know, we have certain houses that already bought out that get VIP, so it's very interesting to see. It's a very different mix of what we're normally used to, so it should be very interesting on what's going to happen.
Okay.
And it's exciting to see that, you know, that a lot of the major players in the ballroom game are, you know, bringing through their, you know, their notables, their legends, their icons. So I'm kind of excited to see some old friends come through and support their houses and judge. And it's going to be exciting. The competition is going to be thick.
Yes. Well, I look forward to seeing everyone this weekend and everything like that. And congratulations on you guys' ball. And, yeah, like, let's go for it's the Urban Pride, right?
Yeah. And we're basically, we have a party bus on Saturday that's, like, kind of exclusive. That should be a lot of fun. We'll be checking out some different parties. So we have a crew of people that's going to be floating around, going to different events. There's a pool party on Saturday. We have an urban party on Sunday. And then, like I said, we're closing the party with Exposed. We're going to have Precious on the mic and Romeo Ebony. So it should be a dope party. We have Sasha Garcon, who's going to be performing, Miss Continental.
Okay.
We have Michelle LaFontaine, Miss Rahi. She's doing a performance. So we have a couple of girls, some different places. We have dancers coming in from Atlanta and a bunch of different places. So it should be, like I said, a pretty dope, fun weekend for Miami. It's a new growing
Okay. So I look forward to seeing you guys.
We look forward to seeing you too.
Likewise.
And thank
likewise.
You for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Okay, so work, Miami.
All right. Ooh. So what did y'all think on the Nipsey Hussle thing? Y'all know I just found out who he was like 3 days before he got killed.
I let somebody else.
Oh, hold on a second. I guess, yeah, so the Dante, you know, some people came on your post. What post did you make?
Yeah, hold on. I'm at the bar. Let me step outside. I'm at Rich's job waiting for him to get off. But, yeah, some people came on my post. So, mind you, the article that I posted is actually not even really getting into much about the whole, you know, people mourning him versus not mourning him thing. That's kind of where it derived from, but that's really not even what the article is about. That's why when people were making certain comments, I'm like, did you even read the article before you decided to respond? Because the article actually digs a lot deeper into like the whole black community as a whole and how we got to this point where a lot of black people, cisgender, both male and female, have come to this like thing, but especially males, where they it's like this hyper and toxic masculinity, and they feel like, you know, they're unable to be able to embrace gay people to a certain extent because of these systems that's already been in place prior to. And it really kind of breaks down that and talks about how, you know, us as a community have to come together so that we can get past all of that. But of course,
what system?
You know, the California people came on the post and just started defending down without even reading the article.
When you say
California people?
No. Before that, you said that they already
he was ready.
said they
the California people definitely have been pulling up on posts all week long, definitely.
What did you say, Marvin?
You said that they already put in place of, like, you know, basically how people should be living, like, their lifestyle, I guess, or something. Or what were you saying? That they already tried
Somebody, I think Jake said something about, so basically about if people don't respect your lifestyle or something like that. And what I said was being gay is not a lifestyle. It's the life you live. It's not a lifestyle. Like, eating healthy is a lifestyle. It's like when you change all these things to do this in order to live a healthier life. And there's a lot of other things that you're considered to be a lifestyle. Like, you never hear a heterosexual person or people refer to heterosexual people as living a lifestyle, because that would mean, like, there's
one certain way that people have to live if they're heterosexual. It's the same way it goes for gay people. All gay people don't live the same life, so you can't say a gay lifestyle or a homosexual lifestyle because we don't all live the same life. We don't all do the same thing. Some gays go to clubs, some gays don't. Some gays do this, some gays vogue, some don't. Like, some go to bars. We don't all do the same thing.
Yeah, but
so
that doesn't
not
make
one
you
set.
Not a homosexual. I mean, you're still a homosexual. I mean.
It's the lifestyle part, Marlon. You can't call
it
a lifestyle.
The whole
yeah, everyone doesn't do the same thing. So it's not a lifestyle. We all live different lives in different ways.
But that's the thing. They were trying to make it – I don't even want to touch on that. I mean, I just feel like a lot of homosexuals are very, like, hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot try to go out and tell somebody how to treat us or talk to us or whatever when we talk to each other crazy as it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very it's like, gays are very, like, ready to be the victim, ready to be a hypocrite, it's kind of like, are you crazy? Like, gays bash gays all the time. So when somebody else bashes gays, it's kind of like, girl, you just said that about this same gay person last week anyway.
So, one, it doesn't make it right. I agree. Well, that's not what you said, but it doesn't make it right when gays do it themselves. However, here's the difference, and this is what you actually sound like, Marlon. You sound like I'm not even going to use a white person. When police gun down innocent black men, and then people say, oh, well, y'all kill each other. It's black-on-black crime. Y'all don't do nothing about that. Y'all don't say nothing about that. It's apples and oranges. It's two totally different things. Both are problematic. However, we're not discussing right now what gays do to each other. What we're discussing is this man that people wanted to lift up to be, you know, this great black man in this doing so much for the black community without adding in there, or not even adding in there, but keeping in mind the fact that and can't mourn him, because when he was doing so much for the black community, that didn't include LGBTQ people. We've seen the same thing with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. Gay people, trans people, they show up in the streets marching when cisgender heterosexuals get gunned down. Where's that same energy when it comes to one of us getting gunned down or something like that, or being murdered? It's not there. So, like, the whole thing is there's this whole like, I don't even know what to call it, but basically what's going on is you have a black community that, you know, they want you to rally and stand behind when a cisgender person is murdered or whatever. However, when it's the flip side, nothing happens. But when it's one of them, then it's, you know, oh, well, you need to look at your race before you look at your sexuality because you're black first. No, why do I have to pick which one I am first? And like I said I forgot whose post that was, what it comes down to is a lot of times when you hear people say, oh, you're black first, they see me as a black person before they see my sexuality. Most of the time, those are people who are passable. So they don't really have to deal with the struggles that flamboyant people or, you know, trans people who aren't as passable have to deal with. Because some of those people, they get seen as gay or trans or whatever else first. So they have to deal with that on top of having to deal with being black. So it's like, you know, you can't say, you know, help us fight against the white oppressors, but at the same time, you're oppressing a whole group of people who are supposed to be your people because you said they're black people, we need to stick together.
Lauren? Lauren?
Where's Lawrence? He the one that wanted to talk about this. I didn't even want to talk about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sitting here talking down. My phone was on mute. I'm sorry. My fault. I'm sorry. No, I was saying that I totally agree with everything that you were saying, like, to stick on to that topic, like, everything that you said about that, yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, yeah, I got the same view. I mean, I know Marla didn't want to really touch on all the other parts of the situation, but, you know.
Well, the only part that I was touching on is, like, it's just the gays, you know what I'm saying, not even the gays, it's just not even with this situation. A lot of, I'm just going to say us because I'm gay and everything too, so not just, you know, it's kind of like we it's very, like, it's a hypocrite. Everybody's a hypocrite. Like the first thing somebody tried to say something about, like, is, like, I mean, everything that everybody get read about, like, well, let's just move, I mean, like, going forward, like, even with the gays, people get on lives and radios or whatever and fake profiles and on their profile reading, and the first thing they do is, like, oh, I'm going live at 1 o'clock, I'm going to read this bitch. So then they get on live, and I guess they read the person because the person was sleeping at their house on the couch, and they didn't know where to go, and they do all these different things, but it's kind of like, you have slept on somebody's couch before, too. You didn't have nowhere to go before, too. Like, every gays are very, very hypocrite. Like,
you're moving away from the topic.
Like,
yeah, Marlon always.
Well, no, that's
moves
what
away.
I said.
You're
I
moving,
a,
you're moving
kinda,
away from the topic.
No, I said that. I said I was kind of like moving a little forward because I didn't want to talk about
no,
that.
No, no, I don't
want
to move forward.
Happy.
We're gonna talk about the topic in hand. We're not going
to
move forward.
Stay on the topic. I think, and this is one thing that I really think. I think that. The fact that I know that people don't, that there are certain people out here who just don't, that just would not like me solely off the fact that I'm gay, okay? Does it bother me personally? No, it doesn't. No. Like, those type of people, I'm not the type of person that lets stuff like that even bother me. Like, those people are nowhere in my life. They have no effect over my life. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that. I don't run into those type of issues. I don't really give a fuck about those people, and I can maneuver through life and not giving a fuck about the people. Now, what doesn't change is that I don't give a fuck about you not liking me. If I ever run across your path or we ever cross paths, we're going to have a mutual respect. When I don't get that respect from you, then we have a problem. And that's period. That's off if I'm gay, I'm straight, we run into anything. Like, that's period. Like, I'm due respect, period. Like, you cannot like the fact that I'm gay, but keep that shit to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I have, a lot of problems with these people when they try to...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, somebody...
Wait.
Anyway.
Who's trying to force...
You said what?
Was that you, Dante, or no?
No, my phone.
No, that was
somebody was calling. Y'all call you calling in this messenger thing. So it was like I'm like, what the fuck was that? But anyway,
that's exactly what.
To speak further on what I think the issue is, I think it's more so like it's people out here that are homophobic or whatever. You can be homophobic, you can be all of that, but be that to yourself. It's like, when you start spreading that and then people try to, like, turn around and glorify you as, like, a hero or something like that in my face, like, I'm going to have a problem with that. Like, I can just relate that to, like, how they're removing these Confederate soldiers, these statues from in front of these courthouses, and they're doing all of that kind of stuff. They're doing that because that symbolizes something that is oppressive to you know what I'm saying, to certain people. You know what I'm saying? It's offensive, I mean, to say. It's offensive to certain people. You know what I'm saying? The history behind it, the stuff that it dealt with, all of that. So to put that in people's faces, yes, it's going to make certain people feel a certain type of way. So for this to be someone who, you know, spoke out publicly, you know, it's not like it didn't just happen. It wasn't, like, too long ago. You know what I'm saying? These people are going to kind of just like a... When you put it in people's faces, like, I understand if y'all personally know this person and, you know, whatever relationship y'all have or whatever they've done in y'all's community, yeah, you're going to show respect for that. I mean, but that's just like me. Honestly, that's like me. If you was to go in my neighborhood, yeah, there's boys in my neighborhood that's going to fuck with me because I'm from that neighborhood. They knew me, this and the third. Oh, yeah, you good. But then you sit. I don't like the fact that if they don't give that to any other bush queen that was to pump through. You get what I'm saying? Like, if anybody's going to be with me, though, anybody I'm with is going to be good. Like, bitch, don't disrespect nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's. I don't
yeah.
never okay.
No,
I don't never
I agree,
okay
exactly.
The boys that be like, oh, you know, I don't. Yeah, we got that little, you know, that little Benjamin ticket. Yeah, okay, I'm in my hood. I'm good. Yeah, they fuck with me. Da da da. Okay, yeah, that's cute. But at the end of the day, that shit don't fly. Like, no, you can feel however. Just don't spread no hate. When you start spreading hate, it's a problem.
Yeah, and I mean, you see people's posts. I've seen a lot of people's posts that, oh, well, some of y'all's own family don't fuck with y'all, and y'all still love them. Da da da. Not everybody does. I know a lot of
LGBTQ people who don't fuck with their family at all because they don't accept them. And the thing is, they just don't fuck with them. So, you know, I feel like a lot of times that's projection because your family don't fuck with you or calls you whatever, and you still are cool with them or you still love them or whatever, because maybe that's how you feel that love, like that's what your version of love is. You feel like that's okay. At the end of the day, I can't tell you how to feel, who to love, anything like that. Like Lauren said, you know, like what you like, don't like what you don't like. But when you begin to start spreading that outside of that, and you, especially when you're someone that's famous and you have a following, people clearly look up to him. You hear them calling him a hero. You have a responsibility to that whole group of people that you are following and also to other people. So just because you may feel the way you feel, but never go attack a member of the LGBTQ community at all. However, one of your followers, say they're an extremist. So they're like, oh, well, you know, he said they abandoned it. He don't fuck with them, so we don't either. So now they go out and they take it to the extreme, because that's what happens with people who are like hate mongers or anything like that. There's always someone in their following or a group in their following who are actual, like, the extremists of it. We've seen that with racial issues and everything else. So just because you might not necessarily say kill them, the next person hears your message about you not liking them, and then they run with it to the next extreme. So my thing is, like who you like, but don't spread it on. Like Lauren said, like, your opinion is your opinion. I don't need to know what you think of me. At the end of the day, I don't care if you don't accept me. I don't need you to accept me. Honestly, at the end of the day. And I think that was another thing that everybody on the post was saying. They were like, oh, you know, everybody is not going to like you, da, da, da. Everybody does not have to like you. Nobody's asking for them to. What people are asking them for is to not help to perpetuate hate and to have more people end up killed. You know, when he died, everybody was like, oh, well, what about his family? They lost a son. They lost a father. They lost a husband, da, 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 da. What about all these trans girls that die, like, almost every day? That's somebody's kid. That's somebody's probably niece, sister, brother, whoever it is, to them. But you don't hear that then. These same people, mind you, from our own community, don't say anything about them when something happens to them. And why is it happening to them? Because you have people that continue to spread the message of hate. Don't like what you don't like, but just keep your mouth closed about it.
Same energy that we're applying to about that, it's the same thing we should do within our own community, where it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, like,
Marlon.
No, I'm not talking about, it's not a debate.
We'll talk about black on black another night. That's not what we're talking about tonight. Stay on topic. You keep trying to go off the topic. That's not what the topic is.
What is the topic?
You keep deflecting from the actual topic. He wasn't gay, so why are we talking about what gays do to gays?
Lauren?
Yeah, you are. I
don't have nothing to say about that.
Okay. We got any callers that want to call in again and express their views on the situation? On the topic. Is anybody in the queue?
No, if it's a caller or what? No, I guess.
Where is James at?
I'm here.
James, how you
feel? Hold on.
Switchboard, don't you got a commercial you need to play?
Dante?
443-540, you're live on the air.
Hello?
404-934, you're live on the air.
Hello? Marlon, are you bringing the callers on?
Say their number twice, Marlon.
Marlon don't know what
he's
doing.
440, girl. Kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch. I'm tired of your negative comments now, bitch.
Jeez. City Church exam school and received a Maryland
443-540. You live on the air.
443-540.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bitch, I am eating down. Who is 44? That's James. That's your territory.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. Okay. So, are we going to do that or what? Because I really would like to stay on that, but merge it over.
We don't have commercials.
Play on the Miami commercial.
The Miami ball.
Yo, y'all fired.
Where is it?
The Power of Pride Ball. The 10th annual Pop X. Friday, 5 April 2019. Host, Cash Mizrahi. Legendary Oso Melon. Icon, Angel Yamamoto. Icon, Danny Ebony. MCs for the evening. Icon, Jack Mizrahi and Johnny Milan. Where? At the Renaissance Ballroom at the Gables. 2340 Southwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida. 33145. $20 before 9:30 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 8 p.m., LSS starts at 9 p.m., ball ends at 3 a.m. Two VIP tables. $250 includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Eight general tables, $200, includes one bottle of premium champagne, chicken tenders, platter of various fruits, cheese, cold cuts, and crackers. $610. Prizes include grand prize categories. Grand prize, house with the most points, $3,000. Mini grand prize number one, best dress, 5 points. Mini grand prize number two, bizarre, 5 points. Mini grand prize number three, open to all team phase, 3 points per phase. Mini grand prize number four, pride awareness campaign as a house, 5 points. Come in peace or leave in pieces.
Marlon, we're back.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, this is the Butch Queen Hour, which is about 31 hours. Sometimes we go over, you know, depending on what. But do we need to go over for the callers, or should we give them a break for tonight?
I mean, if we got callers, we can answer the calls and then close out. If we got callers.
I put them on. It's not saying nothing. There's callers here, but. So. They still sitting there. They weren't saying nothing.
James, what is that ball?
So, at
the.
As far as allergies, do y'all got allergies?
No, I'm only allergic to cut grass. But, James, when is that ball in Baltimore?
The pollen.
Pollen don't bother me.
You're a
killing person.
He said April 27th. What did you say?
It's on April 13th.
Oh, 13th.
What?
Okay. The ball in Baltimore at the, what's that? That's a museum or something?
It's a library. Marquee, it's a Disney Marquee library.
Revlon.
Okay.
Ball. Is that Marquis Revlon?
I don't know. I know London. It's live from it earlier.
Yeah, it's a cool mission ball.
I wonder, is it the Masquer? What's the name of it? But I have another intro.
It's a Peabody ball. Peabody ball from Experience Ball.
The venue look dope. Oh,
hey, it
looks
just like that.
I just want to touch on this real quick. So I don't know if y'all seen Trey's post earlier or whatever about the increase in ball admission and stuff like that, which, you know, I get on some standpoints I can get with how he feels about it. But then did you know, like, I don't know if y'all seen it, so if you didn't see it, then you probably wouldn't know. But, like, it was, like, quite a few seasoned people that came on there. But they just was, like, all the comments was, like, so negative about ball on today. And it was, like, from so many people that don't even, like, come to balls. And I'm, like, how do you even know, like, what the experience or what people get on these tables or what, all this different stuff, and you're not even there. And it was, and then they started posting, like, flyers from the 90s. And I'm just, like, what? It was crazy.
You know what, after I responded, after I posted my comment, I kind of, like, turned off my notifications, so I don't even know who you're talking about. I'm going to have to go back.
No,
not
well,
even
I,
on Marcus.
I do that,
Marcus,
I do that all
Marcus
the time.
Made a post because of the other post. So he put the post in the book.
Oh.
But, like, Trey Glasson, he had a post on his page just about the $5 increase or whatever. But then you had, like, a whole bunch of, like, you know, people that's been in the scene for way longer and stuff talked about how in the 90s you got so much more stuff, and then – you know, ballroom, the venues used to be so much better. Now, I mean, granted, none of us was there in the 90s, but, I mean, we see VHS tapes and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I feel like the venues, a lot of the venues that balls are held at now are better than the ones that was there.
They are. That's obvious. I mean, like they said, times have changed and things got, like venues and stuff got more updated. So, of course, our venues look better. So anybody who would even try to begin to say that it looked worse is like,
yeah, I'm like, to me, it's just like it's always a like some type of, I don't know, somewhat generational.
Wow.
I don't want to say generational, you know, because there are older seasoned people, or not older, but seasoned people who, you know, don't share those same sentiments. But it does seem like a lot of times it's the ones that, like, aren't really tapped into the scene as much anymore, don't even really come out like that. They always want to, oh, back in the day, this, da-da-da-da, oh, you know, you don't get nothing, da-da-da-da. So then, you know, we talked about the inflation rate, and when he ended up posting up, like, he went and did the inflation calculator and posted it on there, and it's actually, when you do it, like, one of the balls back then was, like, $19. When you do, like, inflation, and you look at it at 2019, $19 then is actually equal to $35 now. So it's like, he's like, but you don't get none of the stuff that you got back then. And I'm like, so I'm like, name five balls that you've been to recently. And he just skipped over the entire thing. I just was like, oh, no. I just hate when people always come with the negativity, especially if you're not around to actually experience anything, to actually give an honest opinion on it. And then, like, everybody started hitting me up privately, like, yes, da-da-da, I agree, and, like, da-da-da. And I'm like, don't hit me up privately. Go on there. And agree, like, this is why they do it so much, because they feel like, you know, nobody will say anything or whatever.
Y'all do not like the old girls. I love the old girls. You guys just give a round for the old girls.
No, I love a lot of the older girls. I love a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of them that are still active in some type of way, still come out. And, like, that's why I made sure, like, when I was, like, talking about it, like, Trey's opinion on it, I can understand. Trey still comes out. I wouldn't even really put him in the older girl thing, but he's been out for a while. But, like, he still comes out. So, like, he knows what he's talking about because he's around. But if you don't even come around, you're not even in the scene like that no more, and you're just, like, watching a YouTube or you're watching somebody's live, you can't really make a fair judgment of anything.
Yeah. Lil James.
Lawrence.
I don't got none. I don't got none for the night, actually. It was a drop. I had a good time.
All right, so I think for next week what we should do is post, like, get three different, like, topic suggestions and put a poll up, and let's let the people decide what they want to talk, what they want us to talk about and what they want to call in about.
Oh, I'm open for that.
Yes. So are any of you guys going down?
Uh-huh. I can't hear you, Marlon. Your phone was breaking up. Is he talking? I can't hear him. All right, so if nobody has any final words, we thank y'all for listening tonight. We're going to go ahead and close out the show for the night. Like I said, we'll be back next Wednesday, same time. Look out for the poll that's coming with some different topics. We want to see what y'all want us to talk about, what y'all want to weigh in on and call in and talk about. And we'll hear y'all next week.
See y'all later.
See you guys. Have a good night.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Addy.
The fights that you need in the world, all that you need knocking down at the door, all of the bitches taking to the floor, give me more, give me more, I can tell now what you wanna know, are you here for it for the motherfucking show, all these elements, why should I waste them, all of your bitches, give them a taste then, all this cunt now, who should I give it to, which one of them should I pick, or I've now step in the shoes of an oversized cunt, now giving you all of it, what you really want, cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing, body grooming, nigga I'm feeling bad, but I'm here for it, ready for the show, pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air.